In the lead up to the October 19 provincial election, Black Press Media asked the candidates in Saanich North and the Islands a series of three questions. What do you see as the most pressing issue for your riding, and what would you do to address it? Rob Botterell, BC Green Party. The greatest challenge our community faces is health and well-being, encompassing our planet's ecosystems, the physical and mental health of families and neighbors, the stability of our communities, and the integrity of our governance systems. By prioritizing the well-being of both people and the planet, we can tackle these and other challenges. Here are just a few ways we can achieve this. Eliminate $1.9 billion in fossil fuel subsidies and transition those funds to renewable energy. Accelerate investment in affordable housing options, and establish a fund for nonprofits to maintain affordable rentals. Expand the community health center model to deliver integrated primary care facilities and ease the pressure on emergency room care. Continue to provide a strong community-based constituency office which compassionately serves the residents and brings their voices to the legislature. It's crucial to have voices in government that recognize the interconnectedness and urgency of these issues and apply this perspective in decision-making. I have dedicated much of my career to advocating for the well-being of First Nations and local governments. I will make sure your voices are heard in the legislature. I have the experience, time, and passion to effectively serve this community as the next MLA. David Bush, BC Conservatives, our BC healthcare system is in crisis. Waits for care homes, doctors, surgery or cancer treatments are killing people. The Conservative Party is proposing a new, patients-first healthcare model, universal healthcare for everyone under a system that delivers care through both public and non-government facilities. We will stop IRR closures, get people attached to a family doctor, end wait times, expand access to care, and support and protect frontline staff by directing funding to hire frontline healthcare professionals. We will also implement a zero-tolerance policy on illicit drug use in hospitals and increase security in emergency rooms. Locally, the Saanich Peninsula Hospital is the first thing that comes to mind. An ER that closes overnight, has long wait times, or even the building itself, crumbling while maintenance is not performed. VIHA won't issue a long-term plan for our local hospital because they don't have one. It's only a matter of time before it is shut down because of lack of staff or the building is condemned. A vote for David Bush is a vote to save our local hospital now and for future generations. I will make this my top priority for our region as your MLA. Amy Haysom, Independent. After speaking with many constituents in my riding, it's clear the housing crisis is the community's most pressing issue, driven by a severe imbalance of supply and demand. With limited affordable housing, many workers struggle to find accommodations, creating staffing shortages in local business and essential services, like healthcare. And when housing is so expensive, people have less disposable income to spend on local businesses and the arts. This disrupts the economy and impacts community stability. Addressing housing supply and affordability is key to fostering a sustainable local economy and ensuring the long-term well-being of residents in our riding. As MLA, I would be seeking to work with the municipalities, CRD and Islands Trust to amend permitting to include alternatives like modular structures, tiny homes and domes. I currently work with a geodesic dome company, and we are working to have these meet building codes so as to be a viable affordable housing option. Let's look at cooperative models that are already being introduced in other parts of Canada. There are best practices to model, and they are working very well. Sarah Riddell, BC NDP, in a word, healthcare. Our communities are growing, family members are getting older, and many doctors and nurses are retiring, which means we are finding it harder to access important services. As a local government leader and director with the Ministry of Health, I've taken action to address key barriers to improve medical services, including medical office space and doctor pay, as well as affordable and attainable housing for health workers. From the Saanich Peninsula Hospital to local health centers on the islands, healthcare should always be there when you need it. I will work hard to understand the intricacies of each community and be a fierce advocate and partner for local services. The NDP government has hired more than 800 new family doctors in the last year and connected more than 248,000 people with a family doctor or nurse practitioner since launching the Health Connect Registry in July 2023. BC's nursing workforce is growing faster than any other province, and we are retaining them with better pay and working conditions. We are starting to see some good results, but there is a lot more to do, which the BC NDP is committed to doing. How do you balance the need for housing affordability with homeowners' desire to not lose money on their investment? Bush. The rusted rebate will assist in balancing housing affordability by providing the largest tax cut for renters and homeowners in BC history. -$3,000 per month of rent or mortgage interest costs will be exempt from provincial income taxes. This will be achieved by issuing a tax credit worth 5.06% of eligible housing costs, equivalent to the rate of BC's base tax bracket. Now more than ever, British Columbians need leadership and guidance on the House file, not the flip-flopping we see from the NDP. A Conservative government will lower taxes to help all homeowners and renters live comfortably, in the safety of their own home, while protecting property values. We need higher wages and less taxes, not government interfering in your life and in your home. Haysom. If we create viable alternatives that meet the need for housing options across the income spectrum, we can support a continued bold and committed approach to housing without affecting property values. I think looking at provincial tax cuts for homeowners and renters is another excellent approach, while at the same time taking bold and decisive action. On my candidate website, I solicit constituent feedback in the Our Voice section, where you, the constituents, have reflected on key issues, including this important issue of housing. Best responses include: reduce the cost and time required to obtain building permits for critical housing developments, simplify the approval process for accessory dwelling units, facilitate and offer subsidies for the development of cooperative housing and land initiatives, and end future speculation in residential real estate. We know what we need to do, so let's do it. Riddell, affordable and attainable housing is a critical issue in Saanich North and the Islands, as it is elsewhere in the province. To have complete and vibrant communities, we need housing options across the income spectrum. British Columbians need to be able to live and raise their children in the communities they choose, and have accessible and affordable housing options as they age. The BC NDP's housing policies strive to balance the need for affordable housing with the interests of current homeowners who have in many cases put their life savings into their home. Without these policies, which include reducing barriers to construction as well as putting limits on speculators, the relentless rise in housing costs will become even more unsustainable, which harms everyone, including homeowners. This is a huge challenge, and there is more to do and adjustments to be made to account for the range of local circumstances. The BC NDP will continue to take action to ensure everyone can afford a good home. Botterell. Balancing housing affordability with homeowners' investment concerns requires a multifaceted approach that considers broader economic factors like interest rates, inflation, and regional growth. Housing choices are influenced by climate, location, and quality of life, highlighting the interconnectivity of these issues and the need to prioritize people's well-being. We've seen zoning strategies that increase land value without addressing development costs, widening the gap between landowners and renters. In central Saanich, low-income housing has been built without adequate funding for mental health services or nearby amenities, straining neighborhoods and inadequate transportation systems. We must set residents up for success, recognizing that housing is just one piece of the puzzle. To address these challenges, we need to accelerate investment in affordable housing, collaborate with municipalities, and establish a fund for nonprofits to maintain truly affordable rentals. Most importantly, I will advocate for holistic solutions rather than temporary fixes, ensuring a sustainable balance between affordability and homeowners' investment needs. With thoughtful community planning in collaboration with municipalities, considering density, transportation including ferries, and other infrastructure, I believe it's possible to house multiple demographics and enhance community connectivity and vitality. How would your party meet the public's demand for spending on healthcare, housing, transportation, infrastructure, homelessness, etc., without raising taxes or ballooning the deficit? Riddell. People want a healthcare system they can count on, housing they can afford in the communities they love. And we need transportation and infrastructure that supports and enhances those communities. But this needs to be done responsibly. I spent 8 years working at the BC Auditor General's office ensuring that public money was spent wisely and well, and figuring out how we can do it better. My commitment to accountability laid the foundation for my roles as a director at the Ministry of Health and a Central Saanich Councillor. In the face of global economic headwinds, BC continues to have the fastest growing economy and one of the lowest unemployment rates among the provinces. With strong private sector job growth and growing wages, we are better able to support government services and infrastructure, avoiding higher costs in the future. Cutting taxes as proposed by John Rusted means cuts to government services. That's not something British Columbians can afford. Haysom, as an independent, I have a unique opportunity to represent an important balance in a divided legislature and support the best policies that properly address sustainable economic and social development without bringing us into further provincial debt. Many have seen me in all candidates' debates agree with the conservative approach to cut the red tape, as we need less bureaucracy, not more, in order to move housing initiatives forward and bring savings to taxpayers. Meanwhile, the NDP have social policies that take into consideration our more vulnerable community members, and this level of care is important. I'd like to see more support for rural remote communities, particularly small business and agriculture, which are key characterizations of our riding. This does not require significant investment for excellent return. Supporting small business and farming means improved local economy, food security, and protection of our beautiful landscapes. Investing in the transportation and infrastructure to support these aspects of our riding means improving the wealth of our riding. Intelligent investment means supporting our riding, our province, and everyone, as a whole. We are in this together. Botterell, the costs of implementing our platform are significant. But inaction is far more expensive. Take just one example. Eliminating deep poverty and ending homelessness in British Columbia is estimated to cost over $2 billion annually. However, the price we pay for keeping people in poverty is much higher. A single hospital stay for someone experiencing homelessness costs more than $16,000. Investing early to prevent poverty and homelessness isn't just a moral imperative, it's also fiscally responsible. Likewise, we know that we must transition our economy away from fossil fuels and the depletion of natural resources. Over the past 3 years, inflation has affected every sector of our economy, with energy prices contributing to a third of that inflation. As long as British Columbia remains dependent on fossil fuels and invests in stranded assets like LNG, energy-driven inflation will persist. What we cannot afford is to continue subsidizing multinational corporations to frack methane. Transitioning to cleaner energy sources is not just an environmental necessity, it's an economic one. By shifting our investments, we can build a more resilient economy and protect ourselves from the rising costs of fossil fuel dependency. Bush, in a word, leadership. Friends, we will need to address the unnecessary red tape that continues to stall projects at all levels and streamline processes to ensure we aren't getting tied up by bureaucratic delays. Wasteful government spending will be cut, and the savings returned to taxpayers. Since the NDP took power in 2017, the BC Public Service has increased by over 30% and we now have an unprecedented deficit in 2024 of $8 billion. In 2024, British Columbia is expected to spend $4.5 billion on interest payments alone to service the debt. That's 10% of our healthcare budget, by the way. Where is this money going? Are things working well? Are you safe in your community and have access to healthcare? No, we are not getting the return on investment or positive results after almost 8 years of NDP administration. They are campaigning to be re-elected by saying they will do everything differently than what they've done since coming to power. We will make it simple. Please elect a conservative government that will shrink the rapidly bloating bureaucracy, axe the carbon tax, and stop reckless government spending to cut the deficit.